He's over. And the head of the UN's atomic watchdog denouncing a drone strike on one of the six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion, your input on the very serious issue today. Sometimes this afternoon, early afternoon, we will experience it right here in our city with some realm of darkness, but across the nation, about 120-mile swath coming out of the Gulf Coast of Texas, right on up through the state of Maine, there will be total darkness, about 120-mile width, according to the NASA scientist. So we're talking about today solar eclipse. Is it God's judgment? Or is it God's warning? I go back to the 9th plague. You remember when the children of Israel were in bondage, the Pharaoh would not release them, and God had to send 10 plagues to get the Pharaoh's attention to release the children of Israel out of 430 years of bondage. I'm reading in the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter, the 21st and 22nd verses. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward the heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. Ladies and gentlemen, that was not a text in context talking about the second coming. It was not talking about the signs of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was showing the power of God to get the Pharaoh's attention, that God says, I'm in control. Listen up. Listen to me. Do what you need to do that honors me. This is the sign that we can talk about today, in my most humble opinion, with the solar eclipse across America. This solar eclipse is not taking place on a global basis. When you look at the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, that solar eclipse, as some call it, I call it God just simply pulling the shade down over his son hanging on Calvary's cross, for the gawking, mocking, staring, glaring eyes could not see the Lord Jesus in the last moments of his agony, his suffering, and his pain as he shed his rich red royal blood on Calvary's cross for your sins and for mine. That was on a global basis that curtain was drawn. We're talking about today something that I believe is similar but a little different eschatologically speaking. The solar eclipse, is it God's judgment or God's warning to the nation and to the world around us? I'm looking at a headline. I'll read a portion of it, then we'll take our next caller. It says, biblical expert, : solar eclipse to mark the beginning of judgment upon America. Now, I read that headline because I want to read it in question mark, because I don't believe that is the case at all. This article reads, April's total darkness will be a uniquely powerful sign from God, says the author and pastor. An unusual total eclipse, solar eclipse, will traverse North America in April. This was an article that was written 2 weeks ago. Has some biblical experts pointing to a deeper significance of the event, especially in light of today's extremely unsettling times. Pastor Mark Beltz, B-I-L-T-Z, of El Shaddai Ministries, is sharing his insights into the upcoming solar eclipse that will take place on April the 8th, 2024. Remember, it's the same person, Mark Beltz, if I'm pronouncing it right, B-I-L-T-Z, that wrote the books, the Blood Moons, and said the world was coming to an end. That's 2014, 2015. He made the mistake in eschatologically, prophetically speaking, looking at an event, taking it out of context in the scripture, and making it be viewed as it was taking place today. So I want us to get that clarified today. Listen, we're not looking at the end time. We're not setting a date and saying that Jesus is coming at a particular time. We're not saying that this is what this solar eclipse is about. I believe it's simply God saying, look at me, I'm in charge, I'm on the throne, and I am the controller of this whole world. This article further states, it'll be the first solar eclipse visible in continental U.S. since August 21st, 2017, and the only total solar eclipse in the 21st century where the totality will be visible in Mexico and the United States and Canada. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun, thereby obstructing the image of the Sun for the viewer on Earth. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon's apparent diameter, as seen from Earth, is larger than the Sun, blocking the direct sunlight and turning day into darkness. Total eclipses occur only in a narrow path across the Earth's surface, with the partial solar eclipse visible over surrounding regions thousands of miles wide. This is what he is saying. Further, he states here, in the Bible, solar events are recorded as having a remarkable and sometimes supernatural significance. Not just sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. I say that any time it happens, it's a supernatural significance. It is saying, God's saying, look at me, I'm in control. And this writer, this Mark Belt, says, the prophet Joel 2:31, predicted the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of that great day, dreadful day of the Lord. He goes on to say the prophet Amos makes a similar prediction, and in that day declares my God, I will make the sun set at noon. I will darken the earth on a sunny day. That's a paraphrase of the King James of what he is saying here. Here's where I'm headed. A similar darkness is predicted in the New Testament after Jesus' crucifixion. It was where Jesus, God just shrouded his only son, uniquely born one, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the virgin born Jesus, Mark 15:32-33, and again in Revelation 6:12, as a sign of the end time. Well, when he shrouded the Lord Jesus Christ in darkness, it wasn't a sign of the end time. It was just God shrouding his son from the gawking, mocking eyes of the public as they passed by, mocking him, ridiculing him, wagging their tongues and shaking their heads at the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12 is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. It's during the days of the tribulation. Listen, let me restate. We're not in the tribulation today. The church has not been raptured out. When the church is raptured out, the tribulation begins. And in Revelation, the 6th chapter, the 12th verse and following, and I beheld when I had opened the 6th seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And it goes on to talk about, and the heavens departed as a scroll, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the days of the tribulation. So at the very most we can say is this eclipse is simply one of the signs that God gives us as pointing to the last of the last days before the rapture of the church and the tribulation sets in and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, I watched a documentary the other day called The Sign, and this documentary proved beyond a shadow of a doubt it was a slam dunk that the 2017 eclipse was the end of the world, or the tribulation was going to begin, or the rapture. And, I mean, it just put everything together perfectly. And the only problem is it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, well, you see, that's the thing I'm talking about. We've got so many wannabe prophetic scholars that they will take any sign. You sneeze 10 times and it means something. You turn your foot over as you're walking in on a snow-filled sidewalk and it has a sign, it means something. It has been denigrated to the point where everything is a sign, everything points to something. And we need to be very, very careful when we look at the Word of God, when we look at the Scripture. What does the Scripture say? When will these things take place? For example, in Revelation chapter 16, verse 20 and 21. The Scripture says this, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, that's about 100 pounds, and they blasphemed God because the plagues of the hail and the plagues thereof was exceedingly great. So what we find is the intensification of the hand of God, even in the days of tribulation, will not get the attention of the sin-soaked, hardened heart mankind that's rejected Jesus Christ as Savior. What God is saying with this eclipse and with other signs that's indicated in the Scripture is to get the attention of humanity, that God says, look at me. I'm in control. I control this world. Not Joe Biden, not Joe Biden's accolades, the thugs with badges, not those that are on earth, but it's when we see the eclipse taking place, we understand man can do nothing about it. It's out of man's control. It's out of man's hands. It is in God's hands, and it's God's power, and God's saying, look at me. And part and parcel of that is saying, I am here, I'm on the throne, and I am telling you to look at me. I'm warning the world of the future events. But this eclipse is taking place in America. What we see in the Word of God in the eschatologic prophetic text, after the rapture of the church, we see the sun turning darken. We see the moon turning to blood. Those things happen during and right at the close of the tribulation days. So we need to be eschatologically correct when we talk about this. And you're exactly right. I am saddened to see so-called biblical scholars taking every sign that God gives us and placing it and putting dates on it. And as one said, with this sign in 2017 with the eclipse, that God was going to judge America then. Now supposedly God's judging America. And the four blood moons were supposedly the Jesus Christ was coming back at the September of 2015. These are making the world laugh at Christians, laugh at the Word of God, mock the Scripture, and the have a sense of disbelief in anything a Christian says. So I'm in agreement with you. We need to understand that these that come across as saying, I've got all the answers, we need to go back to the Scripture. That's the only first, foremost, and final answer as to what we're seeing and doing. But thank you so much for your call, Bob, and God bless you as we continue to look up, lift up our heads. Scripture says, Luke 21:28, for our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Jeremiah on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, definitely what you're saying about the danger of, you know, signing dates, of course, as we know, no man knows the day or the hour, you know, but the Bible does tell us that we will know the season that we're going to be in, and we are in that season, especially as we're living through Matthew 24 right now and seeing those things come to pass just as Jesus said that they would. And so it's really, you know, if we get our seasons from the signs in the heavens, and of course, God laid that all out from the beginning to the point where we can accurately predict down to the minutes where, you know, things like eclipses are going to be, exact locations, and it is for to get our attention. And hopefully the world is looking at it from that perspective. But I think, as you've already said, it may not be, because, you know, they've been hearing so many people saying, oh, the end is near, the end is happening tomorrow, it's happening at this time. And that, you know, has created various deaf ears to think, well, you know, yeah, it's just a myth. But we know, of course, that, that Jesus' word is true, and he will be back.
Absolutely. We need to look at it, Jeremiah, as you said, and realizing that it is the progressive revelation of God to man, and God's revealing to us progressively throughout the scripture what he is saying. And I believe it's chronological without any question whatsoever. We need to look at it in context. So it's context and chronology that makes the difference. Multitudes today do not separate context and chronology. They just jump to conclusions. And again, I say that it embarrasses Christians in doing so. But we are seeing the progressive signs of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's God's warning to us that the time is short, the day is near. We need to be witnessing and winning and reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ while we yet have opportunity. We do not know when that last moment will be before the rapture of the church. And all of these signs that's being shown to us through the scripture, that's being fulfilled in the, around the world, we do not know when those days will be over. The church will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this whole world, and it'll be eternally too late. Jeremiah, thank you so much for your call, and I'm thankful that you're tuned in and watching and listening. I pray that you'll be blessed today and that God will continue to give guidance and wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about signs. Let me repeat again. As I said earlier portion of the broadcast, the word sign comes from the little Greek word simeon. It simply means benchmark. It means a marker, a sign that says a curve in the road, a sign that says the bridge is out, a sign that says stop. These are signs that God is giving us, warning signs, not saying, I am judging America, I'm judging a nation, just because solar eclipse takes place or a lunar eclipse takes place. It does not mean that God is saying, I'm judging you, but it's God's word that is being fulfilled about the signs of the last days, of the last times. I'm looking at a headline, a sign of the second coming of Christ, question mark, the meaning of the 2024 eclipse. Here's a writer that says this, a lot has been written and a lot more has been speculated about the significance of the solar eclipse and specifically the eclipse looming on Monday, April the 8th. Many perceive it as a sign in heavens, perhaps linked to the biblical coming of Christ and the end of the age. I think that is exactly right. It is a sign that God is in control. It is a warning sign, a caution sign. Look up, lift up your eyes, know that I'm in control. This article goes further to say, now this man is a skeptic. He says, but the article by Eric Van Eekel, an associate professor of religious studies at Furum, that's F-E-R-R-U-M, Furum College, and self-described scholar of early Christian literature, says, attempting to predict such timing by means of things that, like eclipses, is at the very least not terribly biblical. He's rejecting it as being a biblical sign. He's stating just going based on scientific research and rejecting the Word of God. He explained the coming eclipse likely does not provide any signal about the second coming. That's his de facto statement. That it has nothing to do with the second coming of Jesus, has nothing to do with the authority of God, has nothing to do with the God saying, look up, I'm in control, and the warning of the world, and specifically as it comes over America, the warning to America. It is absolutely incorrect. He pointed out, I'm reading from the article, he pointed out that in 2020, there was speculation about the planetary conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn and their connection to the Star of Bethlehem. In other words, he's making fun of the Christians that make predictions or make statements about what is indicated by some of these events that's taking place in the stars and the moons, the sun, etc. Let me read that again. He, that is this skeptic, this so-called scholar, associate professor of religion at Furum College and self-described Christian literature scholar, he pointed out in 2020 there was speculation about a planetary conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. And this connection, said, was connected to the Star of Bethlehem. Making such assumptions sometimes has turned out poorly, as 39 members of the Heaven's Gate cult committed suicide in 1997 when they adopted the belief that there was a spacecraft hidden in the tail of Hale-Bopp Comet that was coming for them, end quote. Perhaps some of you remember that catastrophic event where they committed suicide. They were going to get on the comet, the Hale-Bopp comet. They were going to get on it and be taken to heaven. It was a cult, and they took their own lives in that false belief. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize and understand today. Some are saying that the eclipse is a sign from God to America that Jesus is coming soon. It is exactly saying that to the world. Could this be so? Yes, because God's warning signs are increasing. God is trying to get man's attention, I believe, in these last days. He's saying, look up, look at me, I'm in control. Not the Marxist media, not the Biden administration. But listen, the eclipse is not as some may declare. Yes, I believe after the rapture of the church, during the days of the tribulation, when God is pouring out his wrath, that is, the word wrath is thumos, T-H-U-M-O-S, means white-hot anger. God is going to be ticked off, as I put it in the vernacular, to the point that he's going to absolutely rain down horror from heaven, as you see throughout the book of the Revelation in particular. Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 8 fulfills all of these speculations that mankind has today. You can go to the little book of Joel, and in Joel there are a lot of people that are saying that that's what this eclipse is about. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to what Joel says in Joel chapter 2, verse 30 and 32. The scripture says, "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and the pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before, pros, in front of, the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And I will come. It will come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered." Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the latter days of the tribulation where these events will take place. We're not in the tribulation. The tribulation occurs after the rapture. The rapture has not taken place. If the rapture had taken place, you wouldn't hear my voice on this radio broadcast, because I'm looking forward to being caught up in the air to be with the Lord. We are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, "The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Verse 18, "Wherefore comfort ye one another with these words." The rapture of the church should bring comfort to the hearts and the lives of every child of God, looking forward to being snatched out, suddenly seized, taken out of this old world before the tribulation begins. And then the book of Joel and the book of the Revelation talks about what is going to happen during the days of the tribulation. We're not in tribulation today. First, may I say to you, as we find in Revelation chapter 16, verse 20 and 21 that we read a moment ago, it is God saying, look up, I'm in control. It is God that is saying, repent, turn to me. And that's what he'll be saying continually during the days of the tribulation, trying to get humanity to say yes to Jesus Christ. Listen, God is speaking. The question is, are we listening? God is speaking. He's speaking through the events that we see taking place each and every day. God is speaking through these events of today with the solar eclipse that will take place. Today, there are all kinds of speculations. Many of them are absolutely not true at all, most of which are not from biblical evidence in context with the text. Some are correctly saying that the eclipse is showing God's control. Yes, it is. It is God's power that's being displayed. It is a sample, a displaying sample of what God's going to do after the rapture of the church. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you find that in the days of the tribulation, it is a fascinating study in the days of the tribulation, where God is going to bring darkness over the kingdom, the basileon, the rule of the Antichrist. We find in verse 10 and 11 of chapter 16 of Revelation, "And a fifth seal poured out his vial upon the seat." That word seat is the word thronos in the Greek text. That means the throne, the power headquarters of the beast. That's speaking of the Antichrist and his kingdom, basileon, his rule and reign. "And full of darkness, and was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongue for pain. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds." During the days of the tribulation, ladies and gentlemen, according to Revelation chapter 16, verse 10, 11, during the days of the tribulation, when the fifth seal is open, there will be total darkness, hear me, total darkness over the entire globe. Not just a city, not just a state, not just America, but over the total globe. And it will be an indication, a sign, a power from God that says, I'm in control. Look at me. Look up. Repent. But even in the days of the tribulation, those that are so sin-soaked and so callous and hardened, they will refuse to repent. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I was just wondering if you heard that New York is letting out 6 prisoners to watch the eclipse and providing them glasses because of religious reasons.
New York doesn't surprise me with anything they do, Lisa. New York is upside down, inside out with everything they do. Nothing that happens in New York should take us by surprise.
It's true. And I was like, boy, Christians are being locked up for this, that, and the other thing, and prisoners are being released to watch an eclipse because of religious reasons. Can it get more hypocritical?
No, it can't. You're exactly right. I'm glad you brought up that little tidbit of information. I'd forgotten that. But that is strange, too, that you have some governors declaring a state of emergency. And they're saying it's because they'll have such an influx of people coming in. State of emergency because they're afraid in that 3 or 4 minute window of time, major crime will take place. And it will take place, I believe, on a lower level than is projected in some of these states. But I still say, Lisa, it's a wonderful opportunity for Christians to realize, to recognize, and to point others to Christ, to know that God is in control. He's on the throne. He's not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not dead. He's not sick, but he is in control. That's the wonder of what I see with this eclipse taking place today. So, Lisa, we need to keep praying and asking God to give wisdom and insight, strength and encouragement, and for every child of God, for every Christian, whether you view it or not. In fact, I'm a little reticent to recommend anybody look up. The skies may have glasses that are not properly made for looking at the solar eclipse. But I say for every Christian, we need to recognize the hand of God and encourage others to recognize this is showing the sovereignty, the total control of God himself. He's still seated. He's still in control. Lisa, thanks so much for your call. For your insight, God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject, the solar eclipse that will take place today across America. Is it God's judgment or God's warning? I believe it's God's warning. Warning to the world. Warning to the nation. Warning to everyone that understands what is happening. Look at another headline. A total solar eclipse is near. For some, it's evidence of a higher power. To others, it's a warning. Let me just read a brief statement. April the 8th in Gatesville, Texas, members of the Carroll Community Church and their congregation and the campus, they will camp out on a hilltop, about 70-foot cross and tower over the city with 38 miles west of Waco. And they'll be on a mountainside looking at the eclipse. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the recognition that it's the hand of God. It's God's hand that's in control. Another headline, solar eclipse to cast a shadow across all of America. And it goes to talk about the darkness of the clouds and what will take place. Another headline, will the solar eclipse on April the 8th fulfill events foretold in Scripture? Another headline, 5 important things Christians should understand about the solar eclipse. And ladies and gentlemen, part of that is we need to recognize that it's the hand of God. We need to remember God's word warns us about setting dates and times of Jesus' return, and we can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly,